It is Monday, August 19th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
A report finds that union workers at a Pennsylvania Shell plant had to attend a Trump speech in order to get paid for work. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders unveils a plan to overhaul the country's dysfunctional criminal justice system. And lastly, large number of salmon are dying in Alaska because the water is too damn hot.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that thousands of union workers at a Shell Chemicals plant in western Pennsylvania were given a choice last week. Show up for Donald Trump's speech or stay home and lose some of their weekly pay. Quote, your attendance is not mandatory, management told workers, summarizing a memo that Shell sent to union leaders, but warned that only those who show up at 7 a.m., scan their ID cards, and stood for hours would be paid. Workers were also told, quote, no yelling, shouting, protesting, or anything viewed as resistance will be tolerated at the event. An underlying theme of the event is to promote goodwill from the unions. Your building trade leaders and job stewards have agreed to this. During the event, Trump took full credit for the $6 billion plant in his speech, even though it was initially approved in June 2016 during the Obama administration. We'll have more on this at the Majority Report today. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders on Sunday announced an overhaul to reform every aspect of the criminal justice system by ending for-profit greed in the system, expanding inmate rights, and changing how policing works in America. Sanders, who has long campaigned on ending for-profit prisons, would ban cash bail and civil asset forfeiture, as well as increase the number of public defenders and funding for them. Plan would enact a prisoner bill of rights for incarcerated people and would also set a goal of cutting the country's incarcerated population in half.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
ABC News reports that scientists say a record-breaking heat wave in Alaska is killing large numbers of salmon. During a recent expedition, one scientist estimated she saw 850 dead salmon, but believes that number could be much higher. The scientists say they've looked for signs of lesions, parasites, and infections, but came up empty. Nearly all the salmon they found had healthy eggs inside them. Because the die-off coincided with the heat wave, they concluded that the heat stress was the cause of the mass deaths. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Politico reports that Joe Biden will skip a big DNC meeting in San Francisco where 13 presidential candidates are expected to appear. Joe may be too busy finding some of his good Republican friends. Also from Politico, a federal appeals court has rejected efforts to block the Trump administration from banning abortion referrals by federally funded family planning clinics, including affiliates of Planned Parenthood. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that each and every student enrolled in 77 schools operated under the Atlanta Public Schools District will be eligible for free breakfasts and lunches, regardless of how much money their family earns. According to the paper, students will begin receiving free meals at the start of the coming year. In the American Prospect, two leaders of Swing State, a post-Trump electoral organizing group, discussed their new organizing push designed to secure victories across the White House, the U.S. Senate, and state in 11 so-called super states. It helps volunteers and donors multiply their impact up and down the ballot. Check it out in the American Prospect.
Quicker.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.